Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. We have with us this morning a very special guest. Our special guest is Mary Pat Hector. Mary Pat Hector is 14 years old, and she is doing good things. She's an inspiration to me and others who talk to her. So, Mary Pat, you are 14, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm 14 years old.
Okay. All right. How are you doing in school?
I'm actually really good in school. I have a 4.0 grade point average. And I have to keep my grades up due to the fact that I travel a lot. And I might miss a little bit of school here and there just to, travel and get kids more involved in the movement.
You're definitely an inspiration and a role model for many youth. What is the name of your organization?
The name of my organization is Youth in Action, and I'm the founder of that organization, and I'm also the National Youth Director for the Reverend Al Sharpton's organization, National Action Network's Youth Move.
Okay, Al Sharpton, so you get to work with Mr. Sharpton. Okay.
Yes.
How is it working with Mr. Sharpton?
Working with Mr. Sharpton is just an inspiration, seeing, all that he's been through. And he keeps pushing and he keeps motivating and he keeps encouraging. And he's a happy person all the time. There's never a time that you'll see him down. He's really nice to talk to. And a lot of people, assume that he might be mean or whatnot, but he's not. He's an awesome man.
He's an awesome man. Okay. All right. That's coming from Mary Pat Hector about Mr. Al Sharpton. What is the purpose of your organization that you are the founder of? What is the purpose of your organization?
Youth in Action, the purpose of Youth in Action is to change the world one project at a time. And we do that by having each chapter focus on a different issue. That could be gang violence, child abuse, animal abuse, anything affecting their direct community.
Oh, okay. So what you kind of, I saw on Facebook that you had, you were working with New York. I saw on your Facebook page that you were working to stop frisking in New York. Search and frisk, is that what it's called in New York City? New York State?
Yes, we are. We are working with the Stop and Frisk. They're changing laws in New York City about the Stop and Frisk. And we're calling it the Silent March. And we're calling it the Silent March because, we want to sneak on in and let them know that we have to stop the Stop and Frisk because that's what's putting our young African-American men in jail even longer. They account for only 4.7% of the city's population. Black and Latino men between the ages of 14 to 24 account for 41.6% of the stops in 2011 due to the Stop and Frisk. So 41.6% in 2011 alone. And it's just getting worse every day.
What's the percentage?
41.6 African-American and Latino males between the ages of 14 and 24 are accounted for 46%.
And they're putting them in jail at that alarming rate, and they're stopping and frisking them. That's racial profiling, too. So it's Mayor Bloomberg that is doing this? Is that what you're saying?
In 2011, the NYPD officers conducted 685,724 street stops, and more than 600% increases since Mayor Bloomberg's first year in the office. When the officers conducted 97,000 stops, more than 4 million people have been stopped under that administration.
And most of them are Latino. That's tragic that in 2012 that black people and Latinos still have to go through that type of discrimination and that type of harassment. So what else are you doing with your organization?
Well, right now we're working, you know, hands-on with the Shake Off the Violence, encouraging young people, letting them know that violence isn't always the answer. Also, encouraging parents to encourage their children to be nonviolent. A lot of times when young people are going through situations at school, parents, you know, encourage them to be violent, say, fight back, do this, do that. Don't come home and get beat up or I'll beat you up, things like that. I feel like that's encouraging your child to be violent, and we can't decrease the violent rate and decrease, you know, African-American men dying and killing themselves if we don't encourage our young people at an early age to be nonviolent. And it's a lot of the parents' responsibility to do so.
Yes, it is the parents' responsibility. What is your input on bullying? What do you think about bullying in schools? And what's going on in the schools?
Well, with the bullying, I feel that teachers need to take more responsibility. Sometimes, well, I'm sure most of the time, teachers understand and know when the bullying is going on. Teachers see when the bullying is going on and they don't do anything. That is why on June the 28th and the 29th, National Action Network's Youth Move will be holding a summit in Atlanta to encourage young people and let them know when what to do when they're being bullied, and to also encourage them to be nonviolent. Get a trustworthy adult, and we can stop this violence together as a community. Because bullying and violence and education, that all wraps around violence, because violence has something to do with it, either way you go. So we can't really get away from that. And we at National Action Network and Youth in Action believe this, and so we work to completely eradicate youth violence, poor education, and discrimination.
Okay. You live in the state of Georgia. You don't have to say what city, but you live in the state of Georgia.
Yes.
What do you find in your school? You don't have to say what school you go to, but what are you working with in Georgia to help the youth there? I know you're working in New York, but what are you doing there to help the youth within the state of Georgia?
I'm not working in school in New York or in the state of Georgia, but I work nationwide. So when I fight for causes, I fight nationwide. That's every state. So if you ever need me in your state, just let me know and I'll help you. I have a national organization, so I have regional directors and chapters all across the United States of America. So what I'm doing with the United States of America is encouraging teachers and principals to get more involved with the violence. They feel that even though kids are getting shot outside or after school property, off of school grounds and after school hours, then they don't have, you know, to deal with it. I'm trying to encourage teachers and principals and let them know that you do have something to deal with it, because it's our community. Right now I'm working on our Shake Off the Violence ad campaign, you know, to let everyone know that even if you are in a better community than the kids that are being killed or shot, you could be an innocent bystander. That goes with the teachers in the schools. You know, you all could be innocent bystanders. Anyone can get shot. So we all have to work as one, as a nation, as we would like to say.
We all have to work as a nation. That is correct. What is your input on teenage pregnancy? What's your input on that, about young women who are getting pregnant at young ages?
I would have to say, you know, communication with parents. And my best friend, Ebony, you know, we did everything together. And, you know, she didn't really have a lot of communication with her mom. And, you know, she got pregnant, and she really wanted to stop that generational curse, but I guess she couldn't. I'm sure that she'll do that with her, you know, her child. But it's more the communication, because she wanted that communication with her parents. But, you know, she had that with my mom, and she had that with me, to where we could talk to each other. So I would have to say communication with your parents. Stop buying time with your children and spend time with your children to stop teenage pregnancy.
Okay. Spend time with the children. So you're saying, I guess I would say that we should go back to sitting around at the dinner table with our kids, and like it used to be in the old days, like my mother did with me, and she did with all of the five of my brothers and sisters. We all sit around the dinner table every night, whether we wanted to or not, and had dinner together, and we went back. You know, she's, and my youngest brother is 16, but he's a Taekwondo. I call him an expert, but he's not yet an expert. But he does Taekwondo. And I have a sister that reminds, that you remind me of. She works, she's in Atlanta. She's 23 years old, and she was an honor student. She was, if I'm not mistaken, she was class president. She graduated second or third in a class. And, you know, you remind me a lot of her, my sister, my baby sister.
Well, thank you so much. And you see what you were saying about your family sitting at the dinner table, you know, actually talking. I kind of feel that, you know, a lot of times people say parents don't need to be friends with their children. And I completely agree with that. But at the same time, there needs to be an open conversation or an open topic. Sometimes you say, well, you know, I'm not your friend, I'm your mom, and this is what you're going to do. Sometimes your kids aren't going to really talk to you about actual issues that are going on in their lives. So when they get in the car, you all need to, like, really be open and talk to each other. When they ask you how their days are going, talk to them and find out how their days are going.
Yes, that's what my mom told me when I was 13 or 14. She told me, I'm not your friend, I'm your mama. You have plenty of friends. but today, I'm in my 41, we have more of an open relationship, more of an adult to an adult relationship, but it wasn't always like that because she still doesn't try to be my friend even at this age, but I love my mom dearly. You sound like you have a great mom, a great support system, and a great family, mom and dad and family, and I applaud you. I take my hat off to you. You're doing great things, and I encourage you to keep them up, and you should go far. What else are you working on? What are you doing in school? Are you trying to finish early or anything like that?
You know, I'm always trying to finish school early, you know, to, you know, find that next step in life. I don't really want to move too fast because I'm still getting my feet wet to find out what I really, really want to major in and what I really, really want to do with the rest of my life. Right now, I'm focused on political science, going to Spelman, and just working on that for now.
Okay. So how old were you when you started your organization, your national organization?
I was 9 years old in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and a lot of violence was going on. And me and a few friends were saying, you know, enough is enough. We need to do something. And so at first, our first project we were working on recycling, and then we moved to the violence because a lot of our peers were growing up, getting tired and bored of doing, you know, everyday things and normal things. And they started to turn to violence as the answer. And then we started working on violence. And then that's when I, you know, connected with Reverend Al Sharpton. So I've been working, you know, I founded my own organization when I was 9. I started working with Reverend Al Sharpton. He started, you know, mentoring me and, you know, helping me out with whatever I needed because when he was 9, he was working with Jesse Jackson in the Open Bread Basket. And then when I was 11 or 12 years old, I became, you know, active with National Action Network Youth.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Pat. Please don't hang up the phone. We're going to go to break. Listeners, we have with us Mary Pat Hector. Mary Pat Hector is a very intelligent 14-year-old who's very articulate. We're going to go to break. I've got to pay some bills, and we're going to come back.
At-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Morning, Mary Pat Hector. Mary Pat Hector is a 14-year-old youth who is doing great things. Mary Pat, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have a few more commercials, and that's going to be it. Hold on. We have Power of the V by author John Watts. Don't forget to check out his book, Power of the V, author John Watts. You can find it on Amazon.com. Don't forget April Smith Hope. Butterfly Cosmetics, that's www.butterflycosmetics.com. Also, don't forget Angelina Squire. Tune in to the right voice. Let the voice of God be louder than the voice of your struggle. Mary Pat, what do you think about drug use that the teens are doing, teens who are getting involved in the use of drugs? What do you think about that? What is your opinion, your input?
I mean, I've never really been asked about drug use. So what I could say is I feel like it's harming the human body. I wouldn't necessarily say that they were horrible people because they do drugs, because, you know, a lot of great people have done drugs before. You know, and they must have been hurting and used that to cope. And so, you know, as a Christian woman, I would say, you know, I would help encourage them and let them know that drug use isn't always the answer, you know, and pray for them. And let them know that drug use isn't always the answer, and encourage them, you know, to find something positive to do instead of use drugs.
Okay. All right. So we've covered a broad array of topics. We talked about teenage pregnancy. We talked about drug use. We talked about your organization. Are you the only youth that works with Mr. Al Sharpton, or are there others?
No, I have a national organization, and it's worldwide. So there are a lot of young people, you know, in the United States that are working there. I'm the national youth director, so I work directly. You know, I have regional directors, Midwest, you know, and then in the Midwest they'll have, like, several chapters in the Midwest region. That could be California or, like, you know, the states around California, like Milwaukee. Midwest, like Detroit or, you know, Milwaukee and different states in the Midwest. And then there'll be, you know, the Northeast where, you know, New York, Boston, New Jersey, Maryland. So we have chapters, but we have regional directors who work directly under me, and then directly under those regional directors are their chapter presidents, and that could be, you know, anywhere in their region.
Okay. All right. So you've been doing this since you were 9 years old. That's admirable. That's admirable.
If you all had young people that really, really wanted to get involved in the National Action Network organization, National Action Network Youth Move, and if adults you would like to get involved in National Action Network, I would encourage you guys to go to nationalactionnetwork.net and please, please, please get involved.
Okay. Do you accept donations?
Yes, we do.
You accept donations? Is there a website?